Hello, and welcome to show number 2420 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
This is gig economy style work that is remote and flexible. Our community members can pick up work whenever they are available. So we have folks that maybe only want a little bit of pocket change, and so they might only work a handful of hours a month. We have community members who come from all different kinds of walks of life. Some of them are university students who are quite busy with coursework and things like that. We have single mothers or stay-at-home mothers that are busy with kids. And we have folks who also have other jobs as well. So, you know, it's however you can fit Fable into your schedule.
And a lot of this work involves accessibility testing, which is particularly suited to people with visual impairments.
Fable was formed initially to assist large enterprises in improving digital accessibility for people with various disabilities. They do this by hiring disabled community members to test and provide feedback on websites, applications, and products. We'll talk with Shane Kehoe and Lynette Frison from Fable about the company and how you can join in. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Lynette Frison.
My tip for anyone who is looking for work, whether it's full-time, part-time, contract, whatever, is network. And a lot of people don't really think that it's important to network, but it really, really is. A lot of times you need to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. I know that I did when I first started networking. I'm rather introverted, and it was hard for me to talk to strangers that I didn't know and to try and establish a relationship. But networking is probably one of the most important things that you'll ever do for your own career prospects. And that network that you build up over the years will carry you along, and you never know what opportunities that you may find just from, you know, people in your network that are posting jobs or can give you a reference or can put in a good word.
Great tip. That is so important for anybody looking for any kind of job, whether it's a new position with a new company or advancement or change of pace where they are already.
For sure. Yeah.
And we came up with a number of other tips that you might find helpful if you're looking for employment. Nancy?
Frankly, we consulted with one of the AI bots who scoured the internet for good advice. And the first thing they suggest is if you're looking for a job, target your search so that the positions you pursue are consistent with your skills and talents and desires. And then make yourself a strong set of application materials, including a resume and cover letter. Utilize some of the online platforms such as Indeed and LinkedIn and the websites of individual companies. If you do get an interview, be prepared before you get there. That's really important. And one other thing about an interview is this is a two-way conversation. They want to know if you're a good fit for the company, but you want to know if you're a good fit for the company. So ask lots of questions. Then, after the interview, follow up, send them a thank you note, and maintain a positive attitude because, frankly, you're not going to get every job you apply for. So you may get rejected a few times, but stay positive the whole time. And then they went on to give specific tips for people with visual impairments. And, you know, we've heard this from many of our guests on the show. Don't wait for the company to figure out how you're going to do your job. You know how you do stuff. You know about your screen reader or your magnifier or whatever it is you use, just tell them, don't worry, I got this covered and this is how I do it. Network with organizations for the blind. Seek out companies with strong disability inclusion programs. Advocate for your needs. And the other thing is, emphasize how creative you need to be every single day of your life and that you're good at it.
Well, those are a number of tips that you should find pretty helpful in finding employment. Thanks to our AI friends.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Shane and Lynette.
We have two guests with us today from Fable, and I thought we could start out by having you, Shane, introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Fable.
My name is Shane Kehoe, and I'm the Community Talent Manager at Fable. I recruit all of our accessibility testers for our community, and I look for a few different things when I recruit.
So most of your community and most of our listeners have visual impairments. Do you have any kind of disability yourself?
I do. I'm visually impaired as well. I have low vision. I'm considered legally blind. I use assistive technology as well. My assistive technology that I use is Zoom Text. And I also have my contrast reversed so I can see things a little bit better on my screen. So for example, instead of black print on a white background, it's reversed to white print on a black background. It's just a lot easier on my eyes, so I don't have headaches and eye fatigue.
You know, I can see just fine, but I read white on black as well because it's less fatiguing to everybody.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I just find it so much easier.
And today's other guest from Fable is Lynette. Lynette, maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself.
My name is Lynette Frieson, and I'm the community manager here at Fable. I actually started out at Fable in 2019 as a tester. I am a screen reader user myself. I use VoiceOver on Mac, and I'm also familiar with VoiceOver on iOS and TalkBack on Android. And moved up into community management. I've been doing this since 2021. So the community manager wears many hats, but I would say that my main one is just making sure that testers are taken care of all throughout once they've signed their agreement and they have confirm that they're going to be a tester at Fable. Then they come over to me and my team. They get trained to take requests. Then they start taking live requests. So yeah, I'm just here to make sure that they have a really great experience with Fable and make sure that they're taken care of, that they're happy, to make sure that they receive continuous learning opportunities, coaching if they need it, things like that.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is how Fable improves digital accessibility for people with disabilities and in the process provides employment opportunities for that same community.
In the introduction, you mentioned the name of the company, Fable, a number of times, and I thought, Shane, maybe you could tell us exactly what Fable does and give us a quick summary.
Fable is a tech startup based out of Toronto. We have a community made up of people with disabilities who test websites and apps for our customers and assess for usability issues. Our community members also, you know, occasionally participate in market research surveys as well. We have a few different products. Fable Engage, which is the platform that connects community members to earning opportunities. And we also have Fable Pathways, which is our skill building platform. So think of as Pathways helps you learn, and Engage helps you earn.
You said you test for accessibility for disabilities. Is this a full range of disabilities?
Our testers test websites and apps using their own assistive technology for accessibility and usability issues. So these are people who use, say, screen readers or screen magnification or even alternative navigation folks. So things like head mouse or eye gaze or voice control or Dragon Naturally Speaking for navigation. So these types of things. And they test these websites and apps using their assistive technology to, you know, try and find different accessibility issues. So, for example, a screen reader user may find issues such as alternative text not on an image, for example. Maybe that image just says image, or maybe it's just, you know, a bunch of numbers instead of actually describing what that image is. Or maybe there's a button that's unlabeled. Imagine somebody who's trying to buy a pair of shoes off of a website and they go through the entire purchase flow, but then they, you know, go to hit that submit button, or they try and find that submit button, but it's not labeled. So they're not able to do that. So these are different things that our testers try and find these types of issues.
And you described your Pathways program. I assume that means that if the testers need some training in doing their job, you offer them that training and some resources?
Yeah, we do. Pathways is our skill-building platform, and it is directly connected to Fable Engage. So when testers log on to Fable Engage, there is a button there that will take them to Pathways. We have a number of different courses. Some of them are tester facing, so you can only access them if you're a tester. And some of them are public facing, which means anyone can sign up and take them. The tester facing courses are generally courses around how to work at Fable. What are our expectations of you? What sorts of things do you need to know in order to successfully complete our different request types at Fable? We teach folks how to give proper usability and accessibility feedback, for example.
Tell us about the resources that are available for the public.
So Fable has three courses on our public-facing Pathways site, and anyone can sign up for them and take them. You could be a person with a disability or not. It doesn't matter. The first course is an intro to web development. The second course is advocating for work, which we did with the late Judy Heumann. And the third one is an introduction to management, which is done by Kate Kasselvich, who is one of Fable's heads of department. And she has a hearing impairment and has worked in management for many, many years. And she basically gives an intro to what management is and what kind of tools you need to succeed in that role to give people an idea of whether or not that's a career path choice that they want to take.
You talked about Fable being a startup venture, and I'm wondering, when did it get started and why?
It was started in 2018 in Toronto by two people who worked for accessibility departments in large organizations and felt like they were unable to facilitate any change or that it didn't move fast enough. And they just felt that if I had my own business, I would do things differently or I could do things better. And so they took the plunge and started Fable. And here we are 6 years later.
Well, I think that's great when you get people facing these issues in the workplace or even just in their own lives. It's always best having the people who are facing those problems sort of deal with the issues and give feedback to the people who can actually affect change.
For sure. And that's one of the major missions of Fable is to make sure that people with disabilities, that their voices are amplified and they're heard. Like, nothing about us without us is one of our mantras. And it's true, right? No one should be able to speak for people with disabilities. It should be us advocating for ourselves.
As we all know all too well, employment opportunities for people with disabilities can sometimes be an issue. And so it's great that you actually hire these people. How do people become a tester in your organization?
Folks are interested in becoming accessibility testers with Community. Once they've applied, will go through an interview process. If they pass that, they'd be offered a contract with us. Those interested in becoming survey respondents, however, they would still select, visit our website at makeitfable.com/community, select become a tester, and they don't have to go through an interview process. All they would really have to do is accept our terms of engagement. And then, you know, we'd get them going on that. However, it's important to mention that we are going to be updating our website shortly.
Now, you talked about testers and also people who take surveys. I take it the testers actually get onto websites and in apps and they play around with them and find the accessibility issues with these apps and websites. And what do the survey people do?
So this is a feature that we are just starting to roll out, and they will be filling out surveys on a variety of topics, some that will be sponsored by Fable and others from our customers. So it could be services that you use. Do you use smart speakers? It could have something to do with travel. Maybe are there certain apps or websites you use that, you know, when you travel or when you're booking your vacation? It could be grocery shopping. How do you do your grocery shopping, and where do you like to grocery shop, and if you use any online tools to help you there as well. So it will cover a very wide variety of topics.
Got it. So this can provide feedback to organizations and companies to make their products better or more attractive to people with various disabilities.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned a onboarding and or interview process. Toronto's pretty big, but I assume you get community members from other places. Are the application process and actual work process able to be done remotely?
Fable is a remote-first company. All of our testers work remotely. All of our community members work remotely. We have our community members all across Canada and the United States. So anyone in Canada and the United States who use the assistive technology that we test with are absolutely welcome to apply.
And what qualities are you looking for in applicants if one is thinking of applying?
Our testers must be able to use their assistive technology proficiently enough to be able to identify usability and accessibility issues on websites and apps. And they must also be able to, confidently be able to explain what these issues are. It'd be awesome as well if they could make some suggestions on, like, you know, how they'd like it fixed. I don't mean coding by any means, but like, what would be the best solution for them using their assistive technology moving forward? I also look for, you know, communication skills, both written and verbal. I look for professionalism, things like that.
And I take it many of these tasks are short-term directed tasks for a specific result, but you probably hire the same testers over again when another job comes up? Is that how this works?
This is gig economy style work that is remote and flexible. Our community members can pick up work whenever they are available. There are no guaranteed hours that they would get every month or even every week. It just depends on their availability. So we have folks that maybe only want a little bit of pocket change, and so they might only work a handful of hours a month.
And as you say, it's very flexible that they can do it on their own time when they're available.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we have community members who come from all different kinds of walks of life. Some of them are university students who are quite busy with coursework and things like that. We have single mothers or stay-at-home mothers that are busy with kids. And we have folks who also have other jobs as well. So, you know, it's however you can fit Fable into your schedule.
So, Lynette, you said your job is to keep your employees or contract workers, whatever you call them, happy. How does that work?
Well, I need to make sure that they are properly trained so that they can provide our customers with exceptional value. I also put on events for our community members as well. So we have recently done an event with Claudia Negrelli, who is from Montreal, Canada, and a lovely person she is. And she is an entrepreneur. She also does art and is an influencer. So we did an event with her where it was, you know, her and I did a little interview at the beginning, and then we had our community members interact with her and ask questions. So we try to put on events that aim to educate, inform, but also let our community members have a little bit of fun as well. So, you know, putting on events to keep them engaged, to help them learn. Some community members, they start working at Fable and maybe they've never worked at accessibility testing before, and they really love it. They really feel empowered. They feel like they're making a difference. They feel like they have a voice that is being heard. And they don't really know where they want their career to go, but they know that they love this job. So my job is to, you know, also help them, provide them with resources so that if they want to work full time in the accessibility space, they are able to do that, to go and get their certifications and to look for full time jobs. And I will absolutely give references.
Well, and it's great to be able to provide that feedback to other organizations, developers, et cetera, because they don't often have the in-house tools to know what accessibility problems exist in their products.
So you said you do a lot of accessibility and usability testing. Who do you do this for?
We do this for large companies, companies that have a very big presence in the business world. So for example, Slack, Walmart, Shopify, Meta, they are all customers of ours. And so our testers, they really test a wide range of products. Everything from, sometimes companies want us to test internal things that their employees would see, but a lot of times it is the customer-facing product that testers would test. And sometimes it's a beta product or something that either is in the midst of being designed or that they are thinking of designing, and they want our community members' input on that.
Well, it's always best to get the input at the beginning instead of having to rewrite the whole thing at the end.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's a great service that you people are providing to companies and organizations so they can make their services more accessible, and also great employment opportunities for people, as you said, looking for extra cash or just something interesting to do in order to contribute.
Yeah, exactly.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Fable and how to contact them.
Well, if an organization is interested in availing themselves of your services, or someone would like to contribute as an employee to what you're doing, where would you direct them?
So if a customer is interested, I would say the best places to start would be either our website, which is makeitfable.com. And from there, you can take a look at some of the other logos that are customers with us. You can book a demo with one of our sales reps and get the conversation rolling. You can also check out Fable's LinkedIn profile. we post a lot on there about events that we're attending, conferences, all kinds of different things. Fable's always on the move, and we're always talking to someone or hosting or sponsoring something. So there's a lot there. If you go on the LinkedIn, it will tell you what we're all about.
And what about if somebody wants to work for Fable?
All of our job opportunities are posted on LinkedIn.
Do you have a social media presence?
Fable does have a LinkedIn and a Twitter social presence.
I know some of your customers are enormous. How big is Fable?
Fable is 6 years old. So we're still considered a startup, but we have come a long way from when I joined it, when there was less than 20 employees. Now we have employees from coast to coast throughout Canada and the US as well. And after the pandemic changed all of our lives, Fable became a remote first workplace. So even now that I guess a lot of the restrictions are lifted and a lot of employers are pushing people to go back to the office or in some cases trying to mandate it, Fable is still a remote first company.
And if somebody has a question, how would they reach you?
If you have a question about Fable, the best place to visit is our website at makeitfable.com. It depends on whether you're a customer or if you are someone who is looking to join the community. So if you're looking to join the community, then you would go to makeitfable.com/community. And you will be able to see a bunch of information about our community, how we run. There's a little bit about me on there. And if you have any questions that you feel like weren't answered on that page, you can always email us at community@makeitfable.com.
Click on the show notes for episode 2420, which is this episode, if you want to find all that information.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about NVDA and NV Access. The development of this free and open source screen reader began in 2006, and it has served as a vital tool for blind people around the world. We'll speak with Mick Curran, creator and co-developer of NVDA, and Gerald Hartig, the newly announced Chief Technology Officer of NV Access, about how they plan to transition into the future.
Thanks for joining us this week, and we hope you'll join us again next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.